Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. We're going right into Israel. What's taking place in Israel? Amazing. They're calling, I believe, 40-something thousand reserves up right now to be able to come and defend her. As a matter of fact, CNN is reporting that they started Operation Protective Edge. Take a look at this, and we'll be right back.
They have launched an offensive which they've named Operation Protective Edge. And already the IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces, say that they have hit 50 targets inside the Gaza Strip, four homes belonging to Hamas militants in precision targeting. You can see behind me the northern Gazan cities of Beit Hanun and Jabalia. And over in front of me, there is the Israeli city of Sderot. So if rockets come out of Gaza towards Sderot, the citizens there have 15 seconds when they hear the air raid sirens to get to a shelter. And there are reinforced concrete shelters pretty much everywhere. Even the bus shelters in the city of Sderot are reinforced bus shelters because they have so little time to seek shelter. Hamas saying there were 70 rockets fired just yesterday night. The IDF saying that 90 rockets came over from Gaza yesterday alone, that in the last 2 weeks they've seen a huge increase in the number of rockets coming over from Hamas militants within Gaza, and that their primary objective in Operation Protective Edge is to hit Hamas targets inside of Gaza, whilst their secondary objective is, of course, to reduce or to cut out altogether this stream of rockets. And Rosemary, you mentioned whether they would be using any kind of ground troops within Gaza itself. Well, that is seen as a possibility. They say that they are going to recruit more reservists with a view to possible ground maneuvers in the future, but it would take really quite a lot of troops if they do want to send in troops into Gaza itself, Rosemary.
And Diane, of course, the trigger for this latest round of violence in the Middle East was the killing of those three Israeli students and, of course, then a Palestinian teenager. What more are we learning about the perpetrators of these brutal crimes?
Well, six Jewish suspects have been taken into custody in relation to the murder of that 16-year-old Palestinian teenager, Mohammed Abu Qadir. And three of them have apparently confessed to the crime. He, of course, was abducted last week, very early on Wednesday morning from outside his home and taken to woods outside of West Jerusalem, where he was, according to the autopsy, burnt alive, hit on the right-hand side of his head. But inside his lungs, there were traces of soot, which the autopsy would lead you to suggest that he was still breathing when he was set on fire. And that, of course, triggered very severe clashes, not just in East Jerusalem, but also in the north of Israel, and an increase in rocket activity coming over from Gaza. And that really, alongside last month's abduction of those three, or kidnapping of those three Israeli teens, and their subsequent discovery of their bodies at the end of June, that has been the sort of start for all of this activity that we've seen now, which has last night entered a whole new phase.
Amazing. I cannot believe what is taking place right now. And, you know, this is tragic with a 16-year-old boy from the Palestinian area that has been taken, supposedly burned alive because they found smoke and stuff inside of his lungs. Some of the reports are. Mm-hmm. And this outrage was not going on when there was three teenagers that were taken and they were burned and their car was killed and their cars was burned. Jewish. Which these are just like neighbors. These are just like, mm-hmm. This is not like some huge country.
Right.
And the outrage should have been all the way around. And that's what Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, he has the right viewpoint in talking about this, saying that justice will be served and we will deal with, you know, whoever's done this, and the full weight of the law will be against them. And so they've immediately arrested the suspects that they appear as, and I think they're just interviewing them right now, but mm-hmm. they brought justice in, which was different when the Palestinian government had a chance to arrest the ones and potentially reportedly Hamas that, mm-hmm. you know, took these three teenage boys, Jewish boys, and they didn't. They just had to find their bodies laid out in the field.
Right.
You know, and it's just, the whole thing is a provoking move. And just this morning, as a matter of fact, Pat Robinson on CBN says that it looks like Israel will be going to war. But first, I want you to see this report from CBN in a Christian perspective, because they're bracing for an escalation coming of a Gaza offensive about to take place. Watch this.
Israel launched Operation Protective Edge against Hamas overnight, striking back at 50 terrorist positions. The goal is to stop the increased rocket attacks, which Israeli citizens have endured for weeks. Israel also came up with some of its army reserves. And as Chris Mitchell reports, many from Israel's border with Gaza, the situation could escalate.
Over the past few weeks, more than 200 rockets have slammed into southern Israel from Gaza. Sirens have been heard in Tel Aviv and near Jerusalem. That puts nearly 2 million Israelis in rocket range. The front line of this battle is Gaza City.
We can hear right now the IAF is striking targets here in Gaza City. That's where many of the rockets from Hamas have been fired from. And now you can see the plume of smoke in the distance where they're responding.
Israel says it's hit dozens of Hamas targets to stop the rockets into Israel. For Israelis living under the shadow of these attacks, it can be terrifying.
Even when everything seems to be quiet, you have to be ready from your inside that maybe in a couple of minutes you will hear the alarm, and then you have 10 seconds to save your life, to run to a shelter, and it's crazy.
We definitely expect this to escalate. We should be expecting today. Sirens going off, I would say, in Tel Aviv region.
Noam Bedin of the Sderot Media Center says there's a major difference between the way Hamas fires its rockets and how Israel responds.
Hamas are firing these rockets towards the civilian populations in the Western Negev or Israeli population in southern Israel. When Israel tries to retaliate, it uses the most advanced technology and air forces with the purpose to pinpoint the target itself in Gaza, never the population.
Israel's Air Force commander estimates Hamas has fired 97% of their rockets out of population centers. Israel says its actions are justified.
At present, with the range of their rockets improving, Hamas has managed to force 1 million Israelis into shelters. The government of Israel will not tolerate that situation continuing.
The U.S. State Department said Israel has the right to defend itself, and we certainly support that.
There is no country in the world that will tolerate even one rocket being fired towards a territory.
From this vantage point, you can watch Hamas fire its rockets and then see the Israeli Air Force strike back. The concern for many is that this is the front lines of what could be a much wider confrontation. Chris Mitchell, CBN News, on the Israeli-Gaza border.
Over 1 million Israelis are being forced into bomb shelters. I mean, think about this. I mean, think about a state, your whole nation fitting in the size of New Jersey. Possibly Rhode Island, I'm not sure, yeah, but I know that several times it could fit inside New Jersey. Mm-hmm. And all this is happening inside your state. Plus, you're surrounded mm-hmm. by nations who want to see your demise. Plus, you're seeing things like ISIS happen around you and the Syrian uprising and the Egyptian, you know, situation happening there with Morsi being gone, Muslim Brotherhood coming up, and Jordan and Iran and Iraq. And it's just like, it's just like every nation around Israel has become a trembling cup. Mm-hmm. And that's what he talks about. I mean, you're looking at the fulfillment of prophecy. Men may tell you all day long that they know all this and all that, but the truth is, even Peter didn't know God was about to save the Gentiles.
Right.
God was doing what he was going to do. And Jesus said he doesn't even know the hour or the time. So you want to be ready. And one way to be ready, understand in the end, God is going to judge every man based on what he did with the land Israel. Mm-hmm. He's going to come to the valley of judgment, you know, and he's going to deal with, you know, what did you do with the land? And if you never stood up, if you did something as simple as, you know, becoming a, you know, a sponsor or a partner with VFN TV and Daily Radio Program. That's what you're standing up for Israel. You're standing up for the original intent of this nation, the nation of America. And also, you can join CUFI, Christians United for Israel. You can go into Israel like we are by supporting us. You're actually supporting Do Good Ministries right there in Tel Aviv with Avi Mizrahi and all the things that are taking place. I mean, do something. Mm. Do something before this thing escalates. And if maybe, you know, if God sees us standing with Israel once again, he will breathe a fresh breath air of a third great awakening over our nation. But if we just turn our backs the way it looks like we're doing right now with these children on these buses that are riding around from city to city. You know, you got to have a Christian perspective of how you're going to do. If somebody puts Jesus on a bus and rides him around because they're trying to push their agenda, you don't reject Jesus to save your agenda. You welcome Jesus into your city. You ask what you can do. You worship him. And then you seek his advice about what to do. And if children are being brought on buses into our cities, and you're hearing things like, you know, we can't afford these kids. And it's like, we're the richest nation in the world. They may have to give up a third car or an extra television or something, but we can't before God, so we can't afford them.
Yeah.
And so think about a Christian perspective right now. One Christian perspective is stand with Israel. Stand with Israel any way that you can. By standing with VFN TV, a daily radio program, you are standing with them. That's how you're hearing this message right now. And now I want to show you these bomb shelters. Everybody has access to a bomb shelter right now in Israel. And they even turn their bus stations into bomb shelters because you don't have enough time to get away. It takes 15 seconds. So the Israeli Defense Force, IDF, when you hear IDF, that's their military. The Israeli Defense Force did this video to be able to demonstrate how quickly 15 seconds goes away, and showing not even runners can run this fast, the fastest runners in the world. You have such a limited amount of time. Take a look at this. And if you're on the radio, don't forget you can go to the VFN Torch to be able to see it at VFNTV.com. Watch this. It ends with even the world's fastest runner wouldn't even make it in time.
Wow.
Understand that this is Satan's attack, his captives, whoever he's holding captive, attack against God. Mm-hmm. And God's people are running for their lives, children and women. We're about to show you one. These missiles are coming in right now, being fired in the southern portions of Israel. Its widest point is like 70 miles wide. So these, imagine missiles coming into your, your community, your neighborhood. And they're having to run for these shelters. And I'm going to show you this in just a minute. And you can see this on the VFN Torch if you're on the radio, so you won't miss it. But understand that here they are swimming in the pool, just living their life. And all of a sudden these alarms go off. You hear the siren go off. And that siren goes off, it means that You can be bombed. You could be die any second now. Mm-hmm. And when I was in law enforcement, we were more concerned about crazy folks with guns than we were with sane folks, because sane folks can aim. Crazy folks, you know, you could go down because they're just firing whatever. They're
all over the place.
It's just whatever, you know. It's the ones who lost their mind that can hurt you, you know. Mm-hmm. And these things are just shooting off all over the place. And so, as you hear reports, they're getting together reportedly 40,000 reserve troops. And the thing about Israel, we could learn so much. You've got to serve 2 years in the Israeli Defense Force to defend the nation that you will now live in. And in America, it's like, 1%, is it? You know?
Everybody in Israel does that.
Yeah, right.
Everybody.
Women, children, women, men. Yeah. But it's like 1% of Americans, right, serve in the military.
Yeah, yeah. Probably even less than that.
Less than 1%. Mm-hmm. And so that gives you a perspective of what it takes to be able to maintain this freedom that they have. Yeah. They're the only free nation over there. So I want you to see this. This is just a short video, but this is it actually happening right now, just during the last day when this bomb was coming into southern Israel. And this is what it's like being a Jew living in Israel right this moment. Watch this.
Why?
sbattere a fianco di loro.
Tragic. This is what's happening as Americans go get their next Frappuccino or their Cappuccino. As they march up and down and say, I'm not getting paid enough money. As 97% of regular church attenders, according to George Barna, 97% that go at least once every 2 weeks are robbing from God. While we're spending $1.3 million per baptized believer, while we're telling the world that we can't afford to take care of these children that are coming on these buses. And it's like, it's not going to be. We need to wake up. Mm. If this can happen to Israel, if this can happen to Israel, America, no matter what anybody tells you, if this can happen to Israel, it can happen to America. It's only God that protects us and keeps us safe. When we come back from this break, I want to be able to tell you a few things that the Lord is showing us in regards to it's going to be the best of times and the worst of times. We've got to prepare ourselves. Mm. God knows those who are His and protects those who are His. And the purpose of it is to bring in a large harvest into the kingdom of God. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.